Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Generally, you think what you hear on the radio is terrible.
Hello, all you beautiful people. I'm Jared, and I'm the host with the most of That Random Podcast. Have you ever wondered what nurses do when they aren't saving lives? Or what DJs do when they aren't spinning decks? Each week, me and a guest, and along with you, the listener, will dissect and look deep into these types of topics. It's heartfelt, funny, and filled with OMG moments. But I won't tell you any. You'll have to come and listen for yourself.
Buckle in and let's get into it.
Before we start this week's episode, I would just like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land, past and present, on which this podcast is being recorded. This is, was, and always will be Aboriginal land.
This week I'm joined by a special guest that has been a friend of mine for roughly 3 years, Ryan.
Hello.
Hey Ryan, how you going?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Jay?
I'm good. Excited?
Yeah. Yeah. Excited. Thanks for having me.
That's fine. So you're here today to talk about nursing.
Yes.
Study. How many years was that?
Well, it's a 3 year degree. I was a bit of a naughty boy. It took 4 years.
Party breaks in between.
Yeah, I guess it's not really dedicated enough to the study at that point.
So being a nurse is a pretty intense gig.
Yeah.
So you've got to prepare yourself mentally. So what made you want to be a nurse in the first place?
I've always sort of had a pretty caring and calm personality that you kind of need being a nurse. I've had people in my life that are nurses. My mum's best friend, really close to me. She was a nurse. My nan's a nurse. Was a nurse. And like, just going after school, I didn't really know what I was gonna do.
Yeah.
Never been like focused, like I'm gonna be a nurse. But then after school I had this opportunity to study aged care as a Cert 3 and 4, and then that would give an opportunity to move on as kind of a bridging thing to have that qualification. I would then be able to enroll as a nurse into uni.
Yeah, so you did aged care before?
Yeah.
How was that?
Yeah, it's pretty sick. I still work in aged care.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But I just, started out and did like 6 to 8 months of an aged care course first up in my gap year. So that was pretty cool, and it was a good introduction to
definitely how nursing works. And how old were you when you did that?
18.
So 18. Fresh out of school, going straight into aged care.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't work in aged care at that time. I was just placements and stuff throughout that year.
Yeah, just like training.
Working in aged care the year after.
So that would have helped you prepare, would have helped you mentor your client side to help people. How else do you reckon you would have prepared to be a nurse besides the all studying and stuff? Because there's a lot that goes into being a nurse than just studying.
Yeah, for sure. I guess I can correlate things with nursing in all parts of my life. Preparation, I guess, just like you said, just being kind to people.
Yeah.
Heaps of study went into it, obviously, but I tried a lot to balance my lifestyle to also prepare for nursing, because it can be a pretty unbalanced
long
workplace.
Nights.
Other than that, man, just I've felt like a lot of the time that I should do it.
Yeah.
So it's been a pretty natural process that I can be like, I feel like I'm meant to be doing it.
That's also pretty lucky, because I feel like people in our generation usually don't leave school with being like, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm set on this.
Yeah.
Because I have been out of school for like 5 or 6 years now, I still don't know what I want to do. Like, I'm doing a podcast now, and I was doing social studies like 2 years ago.
Yeah, so pretty contrast.
Yeah. With the studying, how was the studying? Like, much harder than you thought it was going to be? Much easier?
Parts of it were easy and parts of it were hard. So the hard part for me was understanding. I had no background in biology or physiology or anything like that. So grasping those concepts and mastering those ideas was the hardest aspect for me, for sure, because there's lots of content. And nowadays, like, nurses know so much. So I needed to learn a lot of physiology, how the body works. And the easy part that came for me was managing people, understanding between people. Like, consider myself a pretty personable person.
A personable person.
Yeah. In many ways, a natural born leader that can yeah, interact with people. So that was the aspect, yeah. which is pretty much half of the degree.
Yeah, definitely it would be. Because you don't want to go into studying uni and absolutely fucking hate helping people. Like, that would just not work at all.
Yeah, that's the side that's definitely come natural to me. Yeah. The challenging side for sure has been, yeah, grasping all those difficult biological concepts.
Yeah, a lot of the time when I do go through like Calvary Hospital and stuff, I usually only deal with nurses, and they just seem to always be on the ball and knowing your shit. Like, it's just impressive how much knowledge they have. Because, like, I don't even... What's the difference between a nurse and a doctor? It's not that much.
Well, a nurse today is like a doctor 20 years ago. They've got that much knowledge. But seeing, especially through placements... Oh, not so much through placements, but looking at how much nurses know and how much everyone's like, nurses know so much, it's so daunting for me.
Because
I'm like, I should know all this, but I'm not going to know it the first day. You know what I mean?
Is this your first year out of uni?
First year out of uni.
And have you had much nursing experience yet?
So I literally start my first nursing job today.
Oh, wow.
As an RN. It's been a bit of a hard transition because I haven't been able to find a job for a while. I've been in the industry still as an aged care employee, but I didn't apply for a new grad position last year because some other stuff was going on, so that made it kind of hard to transition because people want experience like any other profession.
So you have a new job. Are you excited? Are you nervous?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I'm pretty nervous all at the same time. Yeah, for sure.
Like, studying all these years.
And so I'm going to be a nurse in aged care, and that starts today. Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Wow, yeah.
Gonna be good.
So, we met at uni when we were both studying. We were roommates for a year.
Did you live there for 2 years?
I lived there for 2 years, yeah. So, everyone moved out, but me and Layla stayed.
Oh, okay, yeah. Gotcha.
And then we got all new people. That first year, basically all we did was party and drink.
Yeah.
It was
a
wild
year.
There's
a lot of that going on.
Yeah. So, besides the studying and the preparing for it, how was uni just as a whole?
Pretty good. It was a pretty good experience for me. It was super convenient because I decided to stay on res for 3 years of it. So I was at International House and then Globo the year before we met, and then Globo again the year we were together. So it was super convenient. And I remember it clicking one day that I was like, I can wake up 10 minutes before a class
and go.
So that aspect was super easy for me, and I loved being that close to it. And I loved being on res because, I mean, just having people around all the time.
If you weren't studying, you could just go and hang out with your friends that were in the lounge room. It was sick.
And a lot of the time, that was a procrastination measure.
Yeah, literally. I think for at least 3 months, all we did was play Fortnite. Yeah. Just every night, all night. We were never any good at it.
And that's why, and it was probably through exam period as well.
Yeah, and we were like, we should probably be studying, but I guess here we are playing
we're
Fortnite.
We're all in it together.
So do you have any funny stories that you would like to share about partying, maybe? Because I know we went to a lot of parties.
I just remember having that balcony was so good, and that year was so good because we had both of the houses were just kind of together.
Yeah.
We'd just be in and out of us.
It was 10 uni students on a third story with a balcony, had hammocks, tables, everything.
Lounge. Yeah, that was just amazing. We just have a pretty tight-knit group. Man, as far as stories go, I don't remember much.
I'm trying to think of them as well. I'm like, I honestly don't really remember that many.
I broke a few things at one point.
So the study inside of it, all of the knowledge that you have to obtain, is there anything that you have learnt on the go just doing the job that you were like, maybe they should have taught us that?
Yeah, there's a
bunch. Yeah. Yeah.
There's a bunch of stuff that, and because there's so much knowledge going into it.
Yeah. You're not going to hold it all.
Yeah, you don't retain it all. So sometimes I get to something really obvious, like, I don't know, keeping insulin in the fridge or something.
Yeah.
Like this. And it's like, I don't remember learning that at all, but it's an obvious thing. And you do it and someone's like, that's wrong. That's obviously wrong. And you're like, I never learned that. But it's like, oh, shit. Maybe I just forgot that. But also, like I said before, just the natural aspect of being able to talk to people. They don't really
just common sense.
Teach that.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of figure that all out yourself, and how you want to treat your patients and how you want your patients to treat you and everything, because some patients can be pretty red hot and walk over you as a nurse, and if you're not strong enough, you can kind of fall victim to them.
I've had a couple of experiences with nurses, though, speaking of, like, needing to be a social person.
Yeah.
I've had so many experiences with nurses where they've just been, like, just rude, and it's just like, you've chosen to be in this profession.
Yeah.
Like, don't be angry at someone that's
And at that point, you're probably not, like, being a cunt to them straight up, so, and they're being a cunt to you straight up, you're like, well, what's going on?
We went ice skating a few months back. It happened recently. I think I sent you a photo of it, maybe. Maybe not.
Don't remember.
Ah. Well, probably not then. But my friend Jasmine, I was like on the side with the skates on. We were on the ice and she was coming along. She was like, how fast can you go? And I was like, oh, pretty fast. And then I tried to gun it and just ate shit.
Actually, I do remember you telling me about that. Yeah.
And just split my eyebrow open. And I remember I face planted like a front of a, like a bunch of young girls. And they were like, because I didn't know that I was bleeding at this point. And it was like running down and they were just screaming. And I was like, what? I've just fallen over. Calm down. And then Jasmine came over and she was like, where's the blood coming from? And I was like, what the fuck? And like was checking my nose because I was like, oh, it's not bleeding.
Yeah.
And then I saw like a little red drop come down. I was like, fuck, I've cracked my skull open. And then the dude at the counter, he was like, do you want some ice? And I was like, yeah, that'd probably be good. He went and collected the ice that I bled on and just put it in a bag and gave it to me. And I was like, cool, fuck righto. But then we went to the hospital. I think I was waiting like 3 hours, which I'm not fussed about. Like, they're a busy place. But I started to feel like a bit lightheaded and stuff. I was like, oh, I probably got a concussion.
Mm.
So I went over to the nurse and I was like, hey, can I get some Panadol? Like, I'm feeling a bit lightheaded. Mm. And she was like, yep, just stand there and like a nurse will come out and see you. This other random one, she's like, what are you doing? And I was like, can you see my fucking head? Like, there's a hole in it. What do you mean? What am I doing? And I was like, oh, I'm just after some Panadol. And she was like, what for? Are you blind? What the fuck? And then I was like, well, my eyebrow, first off, it hurts a lot. And she was like, yeah, well, go sit down. I'll bring it to you. And I was just like, fuck, you're not having a good day, are you?
Yeah, not at all. Taking it out on me.
Yeah,
fuck.
But then I had to get 2 stitches and the doctor was giving me the like local anesthetic. And I had like this piece of paper over my face with like the hole over my eyebrow. And I remember him going, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, why? But they were talking to Alex, who was in the room, because he can't handle needles. Mm. And he like went pale He had to like sit down and like Jasmine and the doctor were like, are you okay? Like, shit, are you okay? But I didn't know what was going on because his paper was over my face. And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Why? And they were like, no, Alex is passing out.
Oh, no. You're sweet with needles?
I asked him if he could super glue it back, but he said no. So he was like, you're going to get stitches. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. But then I couldn't, like, move my eyebrow for, like, a couple weeks. And it was just, like, poking out so far.
Oh, no.
I was fucked. Well, we might get into tips and tricks this week with Ryan.
Tip one, stay calm at all times.
Ooh.
Tip two, drink plenty of water.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just feel dehydrated, your legs start to hurt, lactic acid is building up, you're on your feet too much. Tip three, never resheath a needle.
What does that mean?
If you ever take the cap off a needle and then put a needle in someone's arm, like an intramuscular injection or a subcut injection, never put the cap back on the needle because then it just
throw it out.
Just throw it straight into the sharp spin because otherwise you end up stabbing yourself and you end up putting something in you.
Oh my goodness.
Tip four, invest in good footwear.
Ooh.
And with that, we might take a quick break and we'll be back soon. Welcome back to That Random Podcast. This week I'm joined by my special guest, Ryan.
Hello.
And if you are enjoying this podcast, feel free to smash that follow button and leave a review. And if you want to hear more from me, you can check out any of the social medias under That Random Podcast, except for on Instagram, where it's that_random podcast, because some cunt out there took That Random Podcast.
That bastard.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
And it's time for a new segment that I introduced last week. We're going to be continuing it. It's called Know Your Shit.
It's time for
Know Your Shit.
Ryan, do you want to tell the audience what your topic of quiz this week is?
My topic is adjectives.
Which I don't think either of us know much about.
Not really.
Okay.
I just always think I could use a few more adjectives in my arsenal to be able to describe more stuff, which would be fun, but yeah.
Question one. Which word do you think the adjective is in this statement? It's a small problem.
Small.
Question two. Which word is the adjective in this question? I have a great idea.
Great.
Question three. Which word is the adjective? The flowers are pretty.
Pretty.
So glad you get in them right.
like you three levels.
Yeah, like I can't find anything else. Do you know what a sublative adjective is?
No.
Fuck yeah, they're all like kindergarten shit where it's like, Mary is tall.
Maybe just commit to that. Kindergarten level. I'm purposely getting more wrong.
Question four. The Empire State Building is one of blank buildings in the United States. A, most tall. B, taller than. C, the tallest. D, the most tall.
Tallest. The tallest. I'm going to choose C, Jerry. I'll lock in C, the tallest.
Cool. I can't see the answer. So...
I'm positive that's right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's right. You've made us look right stupid.
See, this is what I mean. This is why I want to get better at adjectives. Because always, especially when you're writing an essay, you're like, I've got a word that I want to describe it, but I want it to be better than what I've got.
Well, wouldn't that be... That'd be synonyms then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Synonyms of like, but you know when you're describing something in an essay or describing something in real life and you're just like, you always use wild or you always, I'm like, it's gotta be something else that I can put my head to. Like, I'm always using mental or mental. Something like that. That's mental. But even something like that, you don't know if it's good or bad. Yeah. It's a bit weird.
We used to use insane a lot.
Insane?
Insane. Clinically insane. Where did that come from?
I think it came from
Unigames?
Elven Unigames. Yeah. One of the boys from the team used to say,
and then he just came home from that and he was just saying it every all sentence. The time. And he would like do that with it. Yeah. And like,
clinically insane.
Okay, well, let's get back to the main topic at hand, I guess. Do you want to recap on any of the things that we talked about, like just to bring it home?
I'd like to touch on the topic of work life balance, which I mentioned before.
Yeah, yeah, let's go into that and how.
I think that's super important. And just in any workplace and anything that you're doing in life, work-life balance is super important. Some people dive into work so deeply that they kind of lose track of other things. I think it's really common to see people that are so focused on work and things in their personal life are really not as good as they are in their work life. And vice versa, if you're not committing any of your time to work, putting it all into being a better person socially or enjoying your, like, trying to take mental health days and whatever it is, I mean, your work can definitely suffer. So I think work-life balance is something that I've really wanted to achieve, especially throughout uni, coming up and seeing so many people in the nursing industry just run off their feet, worked off their feet. Because of their caring nature, it all comes from such a good place. But they end up putting themselves in harm's way before they recognise that they're actually doing themselves an injustice.
Yeah.
I reckon it's super important to have a work-life balance, which I want to be super proactive about. I don't know, man. At the same time, you're like, I'm like, at some point I'll probably have to dive into work, you know? Yeah, I don't know.
So is your first shift tonight a big one?
Yeah, it's eight hours. It's an afternoon shift. But see, at my work, sometimes I'll just, like, you'll be working the morning shift, and then they'll just ask you to stay again for a double shift.
Yeah.
And if you just keep letting people do that, if you just keep letting that happen, because you're like, well, they're going to be stuck. Like, it's really not your problem, which you see so many people do all the time, especially in nursing, that I've recognised. You work a morning shift, and you're only meant to be on the morning shift. They go, can you do a double? And you go, well, then you're working for 16 hours in the day. And you've got to come back tomorrow. It's like, that's not sustainable at all.
And a lot of people try to justify that by being like, oh, but like the money's going to be really good, but like the money is useless if you're just working constantly.
Yeah.
Because, like, what are you working for? What are you working towards?
And at the same time, your mental health's probably deteriorating because you're just spending every single day in this clinical environment. And you go home and you wash, rinse, and repeat.
Not good.
Well, good, yeah. Hopefully I'll never...
do that.
Yeah.
Well, I think throughout uni, our group was pretty good at socialising, partying, doing all of that stuff. But then we always seem to get our assignments in on time.
I definitely agree with that. But see, uni is also an environment... like, I mean, I think most of us did pretty well at that. But uni is a classic environment of the inverse of what I was just talking about. Yeah, eh? Like, just the exact opposite. Not putting anything into your professional life and putting everything into...
yeah.
Little fat lamb on a Wednesday night.
Fuck, don't even bring that drink up.
So yeah, I think that's the direct inverse of that. Just university, it can breed, especially on campus, it can breed such a culture of it being cool to not do it. And plus just allowing you to not do it. University was such a breeze in a way. You really didn't have to do anything.
I mean, I feel like high school, just before we left to go to uni, I feel like they geared us up for uni just to be absolute hell. Like, especially my school, they were like, you're not going to get any help at all. And then I eventually did the assignments and I was like, why did I struggle in high school doing the assignments with the teacher's help when I'm out here doing it by myself? Perfectly fine.
Like, so there's always help you can reach out to, for sure. Did you find, like, that in uni?
If you message, like, the professors that were doing the lectures, they are more than happy to meet you at a coffee place and sit down and talk about your assignment.
Yeah.
A lot of the UC professors that I had, at least, they were really cool as well. They're just sort of cool people.
Recently at my work, because in aged care, you get so close to people because they're in their most vulnerable state, because they're so old and they're sick, and then their family is coming in every day, so you know their family, you know who's close to them, you know their support networks. I found myself getting so close to a particular resident and his wife, and it was unnerving for me. It made me feel so unprofessional and so not good, because I knew that when eventually, inevitably, this person passes away, I'm going to feel like he's a part of my life and not just my workplace. I've really found a struggle to identify a boundary of professionalism being helpful and a support network for the families.
Yeah.
Yeah, really weird space to be in.
Takes a strong person to do that.
Mm.
And, like, I definitely know that I wouldn't be able to be a nurse.
Because
I would get too attached to patients.
Yeah.
And it would just be heartbreaking to see them, like, deteriorate and then all of a sudden not be there.
Because essentially it's like, it's another human.
Yeah.
Imagine that being anyone close to you. It's such a sad and vulnerable time for people. It's quite upsetting. But yeah, it takes such a strong person to be like, I'm not going to show emotion now. And I'm going to go home and just let it out. But I've found that nursing's a pretty good
outlet.
But people have a good understanding within nursing to be like checking on your colleagues, checking on your peers, because it's such a...
Yeah, you always see like social media videos of like the nurses hanging out and having fun and stuff, which is such a like nice sight to see, because usually when you go to hospitals and stuff, you always see them like running around and doing everything that like other people don't want to do. They're always picking up the slack and they always seem really stressed and on edge. So it's nice to see that softer side and like that they're actually having fun.
Yeah, for sure. And even with my workplace, I've found that I work with so many like 40-year-old women.
Yeah.
So I don't identify with them on a social level. I don't go and hang out with people from work. Like, you know, like you've been to a workplace and then you go, oh, I'm going to make friends with people at my workplace and then I'll go hang out with people from work. I've never really done that because of the disparity. And plus I'm a male and there's overwhelmingly female dominated. It's like I've never had that connection with people outside of work. But inside work, they're completely happy to support me and be a good support network. There's a good camaraderie between nurses, I do feel, in the workplace.
I feel like you can also just straight away tell when someone is a nurse or something, because they just have that like aura and glow about them. So I remember when I was working at Mooseheads, there was this other glassy there. His name was Georgie. And he was this like big dude. And he had like dark hair, tattoos and stuff, but was like so lovely. And he's studying nursing and he works at Calvary and he's just like such a nice guy. I feel like it just comes natural. And nurses from a young age, like you did, just know that you should have been a nurse.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, feels really good, and I consider myself super lucky. Like you said before, you're not really sure where you want to be or what you want to do still. I consider myself so lucky to be in at a young age feeling like I'm in the right position.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's been times where I've felt pretty lost.
Yeah.
But that just comes with growing up, I think. But I've fully considered myself super lucky to be in a place where I feel like I belong.
Yeah. With the nursing stuff, what do you do outside of nursing? Any hobbies? Do you play sports?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, if nurses, when they get home, they just sleep, man.
Yeah.
They're so tired. I play sport. I play heaps of basketball. Play for the Canberra Gunners Academy. Played Prem 1 for a few years now.
Jeez, doing it all.
Yeah, trying to.
Wow.
Sometimes I've been pretty lazy the last 6 months, so don't worry about that.
I mean, I feel like the whole world's been pretty lazy the last 6 months.
True. I've been playing heaps of guitar, trying to play lots of guitar. Started learning about 5 years ago, I guess.
Oh, wow.
Still not very good.
No.
But playing heaps of that, especially through lockdown, because can't go outside. So
no, might as well play guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Learn some fun songs. Although I can't sing, don't ever ask me to
sing. You can get Bridget to do it.
Yeah, that's it. I always jeer up. I've been jeering her up. I'm like, you sing. Like, I'll learn a Leon Bridges song or something and you can sing. And she's like, I can't sing.
She can though, can't she?
I think she
can. I'm pretty sure I've heard her sing before and she can sing. Well, that about wraps up nursing for this week. Thanks so much for coming.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And if you have enjoyed this, make sure to catch up every week, Mondays, where a new episode will be released. And thanks for listening. Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.